Who are they now? Stocks and bondage.
Excuse me, Miss Ilsa, but there's a Colonel Klink here to see you.
Klink? Here to see me? Whatever can he want? Oh, well, show him in. Thank you, Margot.
You're welcome, Miss Ilsa.
Colonel Klink, what brings you to Stocks and Bondage?
I came to see you, Ilsa.
See me about what?
Well, Ilsa, the last time I saw you at the bank, I realized I was very attracted to you. So I thought I would come and see you.
Not surprising, Klink. You are supposed to find me very attractive. After all, you are a man, aren't you? Now, what can I do for you?
I don't know where to begin, Ilsa, my pretty Polish princess.
Klink, what are you doing? I did not give you permission to touch me.
Oh, that hurts. I'm sorry, Ilsa.
You will be twice as sorry if you ever do it again, Klink. And from now on, it is Miss Von Stoop when you address me. Got it, Klink?
Yes, Miss Ilsa. Miss Von Stoop.
Now, drop and give me 10, Klink.
Yes, Miss Ilsa, but I don't have 10 to give you, Miss Ilsa. I've only got 5. Perhaps if I had more time.
Yes, I can see that, Klink. You are pathetic. Now pull yourself together and give me 10 push-ups. That is all I wanted you to do.
Oh, I didn't realize that. 9. 10.
You are in horrible shape, Klink. You need to learn discipline and obedience. I can't work with you at this level. You are just a beginner. I'm going to pair you up with one of my assistants until you get into shape. Margot, it's Ilsa. Would you send Greta in, please?
Yes, Miss Ilsa.
You wanted to see me, Miss Ilsa?
Yes, Greta. I believe you know Klink.
Yeah, he's my boss at the bank.
I want you to work with Klink and get him into shape.
Greta, I didn't know you worked here. I've never seen you dressed like this before. I didn't realize you had such a beautiful body.
There's a lot you don't know about me, Colonel Klink. Now, are you mid the program or not?
Yes, I guess. I'm mid the program.
What do you say, Klink?
Huh? What do you want me to say?
How about thank you, Miss Greta?
Okay. Thank you, Miss Greta.
Well, it's a start.
One more thing, Klink. Before you go, you have to pay for your earlier indiscretion.
Pay? What do you mean, Miss Ilsa?
You must kiss my boots, Klink, and say you are sorry. Come on, Klink. Get on with it. I'm a very busy woman.
Okay. I'm sorry, Miss Ilsa.
There's a driver here to pick up Klink.
Show him in.
Colonel Klink, why are you on your knees kissing Miss Ilsa's boots?
I not a word of this to anyone, Schultz. Do you understand me?
I see nothing. Nothing. Colonel?
Yes, what is it, Schultz?
You have some black boot polish on the side of your mouth.
Ah, thank you, Schultz. Not a word, Schultz, not a word. Is it gone now?
Yes, Colonel. It's gone.
Yes, Schultz. What is it now?
Brandenburg Gate. The gate is open.
Danke, Schultz. Let's go.
Margot, I don't think there are any real men left in the world.
What do you mean, Miss Ilsa?
I mean, I haven't had a real man since James Bailey, Agent 9.5. He was a British secret agent I met a number of years ago in Frankfurt.
Oh, what happened, Miss Ilsa?
We swapped more than state secrets that night, Margot. He sprinkled me with champagne. We made love all night long. And in the morning, he was gone, leaving me nothing but a couple of vacuum cleaners. He was wonderful.
Vacuum cleaners?
Yes, that was his cover job. You know, that he was a vacuum cleaner salesman.
Oh, I see.
You know, Margot, I have always wondered about Schultz. He seems kind of too dark to be German. Do you know why that is?
I think he's from the Black Forest, Miss Ilsa.
Oh, I see. Say, aren't you from the Black Forest too, Margot?
I know nothing.